This is John Batra, conversation with my colleague Bob Zimmerman about Starlink. This is the satellite-based system. You take a dish and put it on your roof high enough above the tree line. I'm in rural Connecticut. And you connect it with a hard wire to displays throughout the house, wireless, or directly into your computer, if you wish. The download and upload times are astonishing. In addition, it never fails. Doesn't have power outages. The satellites swim overhead. There's a program you can get to see the satellites, how many there are coming over. Starlink. Bob testifies to how much it's earning with just 4 million customers so far. It's for rural America, but also it's a good backup even if you're in urban America because it never fails like parts of urban America's internet. We've all been familiar with that possibility in New York. So I recommend it highly, but Bob also takes it to another direction, paying for everything out of the revenue from Starlink and other monetizing principles for SpaceX, a private mission to the moon, a private mission to Mars, paid for by the customer base. Of course, here's Bob Zimmerman to explain. More of this later in the week.
This is good news, and this is related to the SpaceX as well. SpaceX, everyone has always assumed that if you're going to be able to finance building a Mars rocket, like a super heavy Starship, and explore the moon and so forth, you're going to need government money. Well, SpaceX is now in a position where it pretty much doesn't need it anymore. Gwen Shotwell, when she was giving testimony to the Texas state legislature about the regulatory burdens the FAA and others are causing it in Boca Chica, she mentioned as a side note that Starlink now has a total of 4 million subscribers, which represents approximately $6.6 billion of revenue per year. $6.6 per year. Understand that SpaceX raised about $12 billion in investment capital to finance building Starlink and Starship Super Heavy. That's $12 billion raised in investment capital. They're now bringing in half that in revenue each year with no limit to the number of subscribers they can get down the road. And so SpaceX is now beginning to get to a position where it don't need the federal government's money anymore to develop a Mars rocket, a Mars colony, a lunar base, a lunar operation. They don't need the government money because they're earning enough for Starlink to do it.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.